The concerns of teachers are shaping Leon County's School Board District 5 race. At issue is how much control teachers have over what they teach. The debate comes at a time when public schools are facing greater competition. I'm Lynn Hatter. Marcus Nicholas is challenging longtime Leon County School Board member Joy Bowen to represent the 5th District. It's an area that encompasses Tharp Street and Godby High School. And Nicholas, a former teacher at Godby and current administrator at Tallahassee Community College, has been talking to teachers to see what they're dealing with in the classroom.
Right now in the state of Florida, the latest stat, according to the Census Bureau, was 58% of teachers feel like they don't have classroom autonomy.
Part of Nicholas's platform is to increase teacher control over how they teach and when. Increasingly, teachers are growing weary over state and district mandates they say are sucking the fun out of the classroom. And during a recent appearance on WFSU's Perspective Show, a caller named Charlotte had this to say.
Yeah, charter schools have been in the news lately. With their mandate to provide innovative education, I understand their appeal to students and parents. And as educators, as Joy just said, one size doesn't fit all, but in Leon County, our elementary teachers are required to teach a canned reading program, and in many cases, in many schools, be on the same page on a specific day. This is also true in math. My question is, what can we do as a district to make our schools more innovative?
Pointing to that, Nicholas says he wants to see more school-based decision-making and less from the district.
That's what charter schools have gotten right. That's what we need to start doing. We need to let the teachers do what the teachers know how to do.
But I do feel that there are opportunities for the site-based management that we currently have to allow our teachers to do what they need to do.
Incumbent school board member Joey Bowen argues teachers already have leeway, but still have to work within the confines of state mandates.
It would be great just to walk in, do whatever it is you feel you need to do. But there are some guidelines and prescribed understandings that we must follow as a public traditional school system. The freedoms that come, our hands are tied in some ways, and we're not as allowed, if you would. So there seem to be two sets of rules here.
A district spokesman says there is no such thing as a canned curriculum, but there is a document called a pacing guide, which is used for subjects like reading and math. It details when certain things should be taught or tested. What the guide does not do is mandate how teachers teach. The conversation comes as the number of students in private schools and publicly funded but privately managed charter schools continues to grow. The Leon County School District is trying to stem the bleed by looking for new ways to make its traditional schools more attractive to families and retain more students. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.